USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are still nearly 1,000 people listed as missing because of the Northern California campfire. The death toll now at 77. Crews continue to battle that 150,000-acre blaze that's devastated Butte County. Nearly a dozen of the dead have yet to be identified, the fire destroying over 15,000 structures as well. The heavy rain that's headed to parts of Northern California devastated by the campfire might be helpful to firefighters, but it's also going to cause some big problems when it comes to possible mudslides. Apple CEO Tim Cook says it's just a matter of time before more regulations are imposed on social media and tech companies. Cook saying that while he's a believer in the free market, people have to admit when the free market's not working. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, the incumbent Democrat, has conceded now to Florida's Governor Rick Scott in that Senate race in Florida after Tallahassee's Mayor Andrew Gillum conceded his Democratic run against Congressman Ron DeSantis for Florida Governor. Gillum releasing a Facebook video over the weekend.
RJ and I wanted to take a moment to congratulate Mr. DeSantis on becoming the next governor of the great state of Florida.
Gillum referring to his wife, RJ, who appeared with him in the video. President Trump suggesting he'd be okay with it if Saudi Arabia's crown prince did lie about the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, President Trump said, quote, "We do have an ally, and he wants to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good," in the president's words. That's despite a CIA assessment which says, with high confidence, it believes the crown prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The average price of a gallon of gas continues to fall nationwide. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling gas at as low as $1.89 a gallon. Here's more from John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
The governor of Chihuahua, Mexico, says a missing North Carolina teacher was murdered by a drug dealer in Mexico. Patrick Braxton Andrew went missing last month, Governor Javier Corral Hurado saying the 34-year-old was killed in what he calls a cowardly and brutal murder by the Sinaloa cartel. Patrick's family says he died doing what he loved, which was traveling and meeting people. And the handwritten lyrics of one of Elton John's biggest pop hits is on the auction block today in New York City. Those lyrics for Your Song are expected to take in at least $200,000 at Bonham's Rock and Roll Memorabilia Sale. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.